This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
What do you think is coming? We now know that there's changes in leadership coming, but what are your thoughts about the coming changes of leadership at Fannie, Freddie, and FHFA? What does that mean to our industry?
Well, I think certainly listening to Alice with her overview this morning, just on even the congressional kind of effort around GSE reform, I'm reminded we finally, with the latest Hensarling bill recommended, have an alignment across the Democrats and Republicans that we need a government guarantee for liquidity. Believe it or not, that had not been the case across the board with several different introductions of change. So going forward, they've been in conservatorship for 10 years and clearly don't have enough capital as big counterparties to the lending industry. In some sense, that continues to provide a risk to our taxpayers unless there's real change. So this administration has clearly signaled and stated that they want to see Congress act, but they certainly have some capabilities to make administrative changes. And some of the prominent think tanks, some like AEI and others, have suggested a roadmap on what FHFA and even Treasury can do to kind of limit the footprint of the GSEs while broadening private capital in the market. Fannie Mae CEO Tim Mayopoulos and Freddie Mac's Don Layton are both stepping down, Tim by year end and Don second half of next year. And equally important, the FHFA director will be transitioning out likely January of 2019. Today, both conservator and regulator over the GSEs. That's a big change for all of us for 50%.
Huge. You know, significant. Yeah.
So that reordering of what's happened, if you think about the GSEs while in conservatorship, regardless of your views of them, and I know they're divergent views of the GSEs, but having worked, I have a bias, I did work at one for a long time, they have reordered the way we think about technology, and they've shed risk through the credit risk transfer programs. And now those two innovations are somewhat remarkable given they've been in conservatorship for the last 10 years. Yet our industry now is triggering a very significant transformation in technology, and they've done that through a lot of partnering in the industry and leading the way on investment and technology changes. So I thought I'd just mention, given all the changes coming about, they've kind of set us on a path forward in mortgages that for 30 years have not been the case. David, you and I know that well, having both been in the industry a long time.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
ArchMI is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive ArchMI rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple.
As housing prices climb, U.S. homeowners are holding more tappable equity than ever before. Effectively capturing the equity market could pose a unique challenge for lenders who may be limited by the capabilities of their current loan origination system or consumer lending platform. Lenders looking to streamline their home equity business processes can benefit from Black Knight's LoanSphere Empower loan origination system. Using this robust and intelligent technology, Empower can originate both first mortgages and home equity loans on the same system. This single configurable solution will help lenders improve margins, support regulatory requirements, and enhance customer satisfaction. To learn more about Empower, visit blackknightinc.com today.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Are you an authority figure? Behavioral scientists have discovered that people are much more likely to follow a person who is perceived as an expert. There's an important word you may have missed, perceived. Studies have been conducted to prove it. Physical therapy patients are more likely to exercise if their therapist has their degrees or certificates displayed on their wall. People are likely to pay a stranger for access to a parking spot if the stranger is dressed in a uniform. The therapist's credentials carry an air of expertise, while the parking lot officer is more an authority than an expert. The effect is more powerful when a third person introduces the expert, even if the third party is directly associated with the expert, it doesn't affect perception. A group of realtors found that having their receptionist list each realtor's accomplishments before transferring customers to the realtor, their business increased drastically, 20% increase in appointments, and 15% increase in signed contracts. So ask yourself, how can I structure my connections and referrals so that I'm introduced as the expert? Instead of giving your cell number to every contact, why not use your receptionist like the realtors? Let him or her introduce your expertise and authority. Or use an answering service. They can talk you up before forwarding your now impressed clients. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.